Today is Friday, October 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So Mark is officially in an airplane. He is on his way to the Philippines, if anyone wondered. Oh, my chair pops. I really don't know if you guys heard that, but I heard it. So there you go. He is officially on his way. So last night after I recorded, he wanted to have another dinner. One more dinner together. He said in case his plane crashed or something like that. And I said, well, A, you don't like to say things like that because you don't want to manifest negative things. So I don't know why you're, you know, manifesting that your plane is going to crash. But also, I've been in a plane crash and I survived. So just because your plane crashes does not necessarily mean that you're going to die. If you fall out of the sky, yeah, you probably are. And he's going to spend a little bit of time over the ocean so he could get lost. And no, he's not. He could be at the bottom of the ocean. He's on his way to Hawaii right now. He's not going to crash. Nothing's going to happen. I'm not making a joke. Anyway, but he wanted to have a restaurant dinner, a nice meal. And so we went to Bonefish Grill, which is, you know, interesting since I don't like seafood. But they have, and I've talked about this before, they have a martini that I love so much. It is so good. It's called a pomegranate martini. I know, not a creative name. And from the recipe, from the menu last night, I don't know if they've changed their recipe or if we just never noticed it, but on the, you know, sheet where they have the cocktails listed, it says it has both pomegranate and mango. And they used to freeze grapes. I don't know if they were just out of grapes last night and so they didn't do it or if they've changed it. But they used to put grapes on a toothpick and freeze them, and then they would put grapes in there to help keep it cold. And it comes out with these finely shaved ice just kind of floating. I don't even know how they do it. I don't know if they have an ice shaver and they just drop a few, because it's not a lot. I don't know. But anyway, or if they somehow freeze it, but it forms tiny little ice crystals. It's so good. It's so good. I love it so much. And they also have steaks. They have a burger. They have lamb chop, or no, they have pork chops. They have other things besides seafood. Although a majority, I would say 75% of their menu is seafood, but they've got enough that I, you know, don't have to eat seafood if I don't want to. So we went there and we ate. The waiter was actually, he was good, but he was slow. And, you know, nothing to really complain about. He just took his time. It was like he was very relaxed. Now, the restaurant was busy. And so, but, you know, it was just taking a little bit longer than we wanted to. One of the reasons that we chose that restaurant is because we're trying to use all these gift cards that we got. And it's kind of embarrassing. I don't know if anybody else has this kind of embarrassing, but when you go to a nice restaurant and you pull out gift cards, something in me kind of says, oh my God, I'm pulling out a gift card. You know, I'm looking like either, I don't know. I just feel like they're judging me, you know? And then we had this whole talk back and forth. It's like, well, what if the cost of the meal is less than the gift card, but we want to tip the guy and we don't have cash? We don't want to use cash. I don't think that you can pull the tip from the gift card, but you also don't normally put a tip until after your credit card is run and they come back and you put the tip on there. But you can't do that when you use a gift card because it's not like they can run the gift card later with the tip on it. Like I would, and you don't want to ask because it seems so, it sounds so cheap to say, hey, Mr. Waiter, we want to tip you, but we want to do it on the gift card. So we were having these conversations. Anyway, we ate, it was good. We started with some gyoza. It was actually really pot stickers. They were really good. They had, they were on a bed of this cabbage and they had these finely diced onions, but they were like pickled onions. And then they had this soy, kind of a sweet soy sauce that was underneath. And so you could just dip the pot stickers in there. They were really good. I don't think we've ever had the pot stickers there. And then Mark always gets an appetizer for his entree. He likes the bang bang shrimp. And it's an appetizer. It's not an entree, but he gets it for his entree. And then he gets a side of rice to go with it. So he did that. And I had the filet, the 7-ounce filet. I had mashed potatoes and I had mac and cheese. And then for dessert, they had this pumpkin spice lava cake. So good. All of it was really good. I had $125 worth of gift cards, but it was $25 per gift card. So I have 5 gift cards. The meal came out to $98. And so I gave him 4 gift cards. Well, then we had the problem of, well, the gift cards, but if I'd have given him 3, then it would only be 75. And then we have, you know, so anyway, I gave him 4. It covered the entire meal. Mark had cash. So Mark put cash on the table for the tip. Then we came home. Mark did a bunch of packing. And then we watched the finale of She-Hulk. Then we went to bed because Mark had to get up. Well, we needed to leave at 4:30 for the airport. And Mark wasn't done packing, but he didn't want to finish pack. I'm telling you, I'm rubbing off on him because he is the most organized person I know and usually has things done days in advance of when he needs to do them. And the longer he and I are together, he's getting more like me. And then there are some areas where I'm getting more like him. Like, you know, I make my bed every day, which I don't think I used to do before I met him, although I don't really remember. I'm a neater person now than I was before I met him. And, you know, I keep things neater. And also, I'm getting a little bit more organized, but not a lot. It's going to take another 15 years before I'm where I need to be organization-wise. But he's also coming my direction a little bit. And so we're going to meet in the middle at some point. But now he procrastinated and didn't pack until last night. And he wasn't finished. And he said, well, I'm just going to get up at 3 a.m. and finish my packing. So he did. He got up at 3 a.m. He and Sydney went into the other room. He shut the door and so that I could get some more sleep. And he finished packing, took his shower, did all that kind of stuff. And then we left at 4:30. He had a little bit of a concern for the name change stuff. We went to the gate agent. And I went in with him. I parked the car, went in with him. And he went to the gate agent. She checked him in. And there's all this process because there's a COVID thing. He has to have a proof of a booster and they had to verify that. And then, you know, a couple other things that he had to do. And then they got him all checked in. And then he said, I had called to change my name, but they couldn't do it. And I'm worried that I won't be able to get through TSA. And he's like, is there anything you can do? Because they told me maybe the gate agent could do something. And so she's tap, tap, tap on her computer. And she's like, well, let me try. And so she tried and she said, you know what? It's not letting me do it. She said, but I don't even think they're going to look at your boarding pass. Just show them your passport. They'll let you through. He's like, okay. So I waited until he got through security. And so I waited in the lobby of the airport just so in case they didn't let him through security, he had a ride home. And then I left, came home. And what he told me is he was no longer checked in. Apparently, the gate agent or the agent who had checked him in, when she tried to change his name, it unchecked him in. And so he was able to get it corrected, but now he had different seats because he lost his seats and his seats are not as good as they were before. He lost his priority, whatever. And so he is on a plane. He has 4 planes. It was here to Houston, Houston to Hawaii, Hawaii to Guam, and then Guam to Manila, and he's not arriving until, well, it'll be tomorrow. Here it'll be tomorrow morning, I think around 9 in the morning, something like that. Maybe 7 in the morning tomorrow. It'll be 9 p.m., I think, in Manila when he arrives. So he's going to be traveling for around 26 hours, we figured out. And right now I was talking to him on FaceTime, and he is on the flight to Hawaii at the moment. So everything's going good. He had snack time, so he's doing fine. The only other thing that I was going to mention is while we were running around this morning, finishing up and getting to the car, one of the smoke detectors started beeping. Why do smoke detectors start beeping at the most inconvenient time? And I looked, we don't have any 9-volt batteries. You know, those things will not stop beeping. And it's one of those that's connected into our house. So I disconnected it from the house and I pulled the 9-volt battery out and it still was beeping. So I put it in a cabinet in the garage. Because you know how annoying those things are. And now I've got to go buy 9-volt batteries. And I was thinking, we have 12 or 13-foot ceilings in our living room and I don't have a ladder that's high enough. When the smoke detectors, the battery runs dead on those, I'm going to have to buy a ladder because I can't get to them. Luckily, this one was one of the ones in the rooms with a shorter ceiling. Ugh, drama. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.